诸位菩萨早安，
阿弥陀佛，
欢喜又到我们一起学习佛法的时间哈。一样，我们从开始，我们也是要一起什么？我们来念开经记哈，就是我们能够听闻佛法是非常殊胜难得的。我们的心常常保有这种思维的话，我们在听法会受用，因为我们觉得很难得。的确是很难得。
Morning everyone, it's very precious for us to be here to be learning about the sutra. So first we will be chanting the verse for beginning the sutra.
好，我们请合掌。
Join your palms.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The past profound and sublime Dharma
is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata. 好，好，大家还记得我们讲什么吗？题目是什么？题目是讲阿弥陀佛什么四十八大愿。好，我要稍微跳一下我们上次提到的部分。大家先没有看这个 PPT 没有关系，我们先来稍微复习一下。上次有来听的请举手。好，好，我们为什么要学这个四十八大愿呢？这个跟我们修行有什么关系？
So, do you remember the topic? The topic today is 48 vows of Amitabha Buddha. And, before we begin today's talk, we want to review a little bit of, what we learned, in the previous talk.
好，我们说，我们修学佛法，希望成就佛道嘛，齁。那成就佛道有很多因缘，也有很多法门，很多条路可以通往成佛的路径很多。那过程可能不一样，可是结果是一样的。结果就是为了成就佛道嘛，要学佛要成佛，最后目标是一样的。好，那我们上次也有提到那个道路有很多条，怎么选择呢？其实要考量我们自己实际的状况来选择适合我们修持的法门。所以法门没有分高下，适合我们的就是最好的。
So we talked about the fact that we want to practice on theBuddha path. We want to attain Buddhahood. And there are many different paths, multiple different paths to that. But there's one final achievement, that is to attain Buddhahood. And how do we pick which path to take? We need to pick the path according to our own situation. And there's no one path that is superior to the other path. It's just the one that's most suitable for us is the best path.
我们一直有提到说，修学菩萨道要成就佛道，要完成两个任务，大家记得吗？很重要哈，就是要庄严什么国土，然后呢？为什么要成就一个净土？庄严国土就成就一个净土。像阿弥陀佛成就了什么净土？ 西方极乐世界。那阿弥陀佛为什么要成就西方极乐世界？为了什么？为了什么？为了利益众生，对。所以我们要修学菩萨道，要成佛，就是这两个任务要完成。一个就是成就一个庄严的净土，然后呢要成熟众生，让众生在这个环境可以怎么样修学佛法，成就佛道，这是我们要做。就像诸位菩萨来到这个东初禅寺，东初禅寺为什么要存在？为什么要存在？这个道场为什么要存在？就是希望怎么样利益更多的众生嘛。所以以现在的环境来譬喻就是这样，就是成就一个环境，大家来这边共同修学佛法来修行，好，这个是一样的。所以两件事很重要，就是庄严国土跟成熟众生。
And to be on the Bodhisattva path and attain the Buddhahood, there are two tasks that you want to complete, two tasks we talk about. One is to dignify and complete the Pure Land. For example, Amitabha Buddha, he completed and he dignified the Western Pure Land. What's it for? It's to benefit all the sentient beings. So that brings us to our second task. That is to deliver and let all the sentient beings mature in their practice. So that's the two tasks. One is to dignify and complete the Pure Land. The second is to deliver and let all the sentient beings mature in their practice. So if you think about the practice center we here, why do we have Chan Meditation Center? Because we want an environment that we can come here and practice. We want to benefit all the sentient beings.
好，那我们也知道在成就佛道的选择上，通常我们大圣菩萨道的正常道哈，就是上求佛道下化众生，是比较偏向叫圣道门，成就圣道这个法门，就是一般讲的难行道，就是累劫累世靠自己的力量为多，所以比较不容易，这叫难行道。那另外一个叫易行道，也叫做方便道，就是往生净土。庄严净土就是像阿弥陀佛累劫累世修行成就一个环境，让我们可以有一个净土得往生嘛。所以对我们来讲，如果我们要往生西方极乐世界，这个叫什么道？易行道，就是阿弥陀佛完成了个净土，我们去利用这个阿弥陀佛愿力完成的环境，我们去那边修学，对我们来讲是不是容易？因为别人已经把环境都已经成就了，我们去那边选择一个好的环境修学，所以这个叫方便道，也叫易行道。
So when we pick different paths to attain Buddhahood, let's compare two different paths. One is what we call the difficult path. The path is what we call the saints, the sages path. And what the saints and the sages do is they upwardly they want to practice and practice on the Bodhisattva path. And downwardly they want to educate and deliver all the sentient beings. And this you're totally on your own. And this is what we call a difficult path. Comparatively, we have a path what we call an easier path. That path is you, after you pass away, you go to Amitabha Buddha's Western Pure Land. And this Pure Land is complete due to the vows Amitabha Buddha made. And because of his vows, he completed this environment for us to practice. So that is an easier path and a convenience path.
好，大家会不会觉得如果我们选择往生净土，会不会觉得我们怎么样？我们有没有贪便宜？有没有？有没有贪便宜？这个贪便宜呢，简单讲哈，这个叫贪便宜，就是说贪佛的便宜啦。但是佛不会跟我们众生计较，是吧？他希望我们走容易的路，是为了成就什么？佛道嘛。所以他成立这个环境本来就要利益众生，所以他不会觉得我们好像贪了佛菩萨的便宜哈，直接去到那个环境。佛菩萨不会这样想。佛菩萨说，哇，我就是要你们怎么样贪便宜，没有啦，要你们都来啊，我就是成就这个环境，就像多出禅师这个环境希望大家多多来，是不是会跟你去计较吗？不会嘛，齁。所以佛菩萨不会，佛菩萨的心量都希望我们众生你们都来吧，哎，这个环境很好，所以他成就这个环境给我们修行的。那我们呢，我们为什么要去到这个环境？去极乐世界这个好的环境不是为了怎么样贪图便宜，贪图好环境去享受的，目的是为了干嘛？为了要做什么？为什么要去极乐世界？为什么要去？哎，对，去修行嘛，去学习嘛。所以为什么我们修大圣道，哎，要求生极乐世界，就是为了成就我们的佛道，怎么样？为了成佛去到极乐世界，是为了一个很好的修行环境，避免我们怎么样退堕。所以它是我们是为了成就我们的佛道而去极乐世界，不是为了贪图享受贪便宜去那边什么去到极乐世界，这个心态是这样子的。
So when we talk about these two paths, one hard difficult path and one easy path where you can go to Pure Land, do you feel like you're taking shortcuts by going on the easy path? So actually you're taking the shortcuts that's created by Buddha and Amitabha Buddha. So they want you to take this shortcut and attain Buddhahood. So basically they created this to benefit you. So they are saying, hey, come here and please take this shortcut. So they created this environment just for us, for all the sentient beings. So they won't care if you're taking a shortcut. And for us, why do we go to take this path? Why do we want to go to Pure Land? We're not going there to enjoy a luxurious life. We're going there to practice and to learn, to attain Buddhahood. We want to be an environment that help us avoid retrogression, avoid withdrawing. So that's the attitude that we should be having.
好，所以来讲个故事哈。在佛陀时代呢，怎么样？有一个小国家呢，有一个猎人呢，在森林中怎么样打猎的时候，就怎么样抓到了一只六牙白象。那六牙白象就是很少有嘛，齁，所以这个猎人就想到要进贡给谁？给国王，齁，他就是献给国王之后，国王就很欢喜，给他了很多赏金。那这个白象呢，非六牙白象非常什么骁勇善战，就是很勇敢。那大家知道以前的人打仗会怎么样？会动用大象，就像军备力量一样，齁。那这打仗的时候，这个白象就怎么样？很勇猛，勇往直前，所以敌军要用箭射他，他都不会往后退的，齁。所以就是立了很多什么功，战功，齁。这个但是呢，这个白象呢， 如果没有战争的时候，国王呢就把他养，好好的养着嘛，哦，把这个白象养得很好。那他平常的任务是做什么？如果有人犯了死刑呢，就怎么样，把这个死刑犯就丢到这个白象前面，怎么样，让他去执行死刑啊，哦，就是说白象就会直接过去，就一脚把他怎么踩死，这是白象平常的任务。先讲一下，让他翻译。
Sure. So I want to tell a little story. So once in this small kingdom, there was this hunter, and the hunter saw and captured a very precious white elephant that has 6 teeth. And so the hunter is very happy. He delivered the white elephant to the king. And the king was super happy. He gave a lot of gold to the hunter. The white elephant during the wartime is very brave and very good at fighting. And it's almost like a military inventory. It is very bold. It goes forward even if people try to shoot it. And it created a lot of military award. But when there's no war, when it's peacetime, the king just kept the elephant, and its task in life is to just take out execution. So when there are criminals who face capital crime, they will be dropped to where the white elephant is, and the white elephant stamp on the criminal.
好，那后来呢？这个白象住的地方有一天就怎么样失火了，所以白象就要怎么样住的环境就要怎么样换地方嘛，齁。那换了地方之后呢，就这个白象的个性本来是什么很凶猛很勇敢的。后来那个养大象的人就观察到，诶，这一次怎么样，这个死刑犯怎么样丢给大象的时候，大象变得怎么样，就过去闻一闻他，用鼻子闻一闻，然后就拍一下他的肩膀，然后这大象就怎么样走掉了。然后就是这个大象的个性跟以前变得不一样了，哦。那后来这个养白象的人就赶快要报告给国王说，诶，这个白象现在变成这个样子，哦。那国王听到就怎么样很紧张啊，因为如果这个算军事力量的话，白象现在怎么样已经变得不太一样的话，如果被其他国家知道的话，就可能会影响他们国家的安全嘛，齁。所以这个国王就赶快问叫那个大臣来说，你们去看看这只白象，调查一下发生了什么事。
So once the place that holds the white elephant had a fire, so they have to change a place. And the usually brave and very angry white elephant, at another time when he need to take out the execution, he just smell the criminal and just pat the criminal a little bit, then walk away. So the white elephant seemed to have a totally different character. So the people who is in charge of taking care of the white elephant got nervous. The caretaker just reported to the king. The king is very nervous, and because the white elephant is kind of like a military inventory of this little kingdom. So the king asked all the ministers to take a look to investigate what happened.
后来这些大臣呢就真的去调查，就发现呢白象住的地方附近怎么样，哦，有寺庙，有僧团在那边，所以这个白象天天都可以听到什么，哦，早晚课啊，哦，修行啊，这些声音这些白象都怎么样都听到啊，久久的熏习这只白象就变得怎么样，哎，他的个性就不一样，从凶暴变成怎么样变得 很柔软哈、哦，就是变得很嘿，个性不太一样了。
So the minister started investigation, and what they found is the new place where the white elephant was held was near this temple. And every day, the white elephant hear the morning and evening chanting, and he learns from all those chantings, and he become very gentle and compassionate.
好，后来呢，这个国王就说，那大象变成这样，现在怎么办？如果你们是他大臣，你们会怎么办？你们想要想方法，你们要用什么方法？哦，这是一个更棒的方法，好。好，好，结果呢？结果这个大臣想一想，他就跟国王说：“那很容易啊，就再换个环境就好了，就把这个六牙白象的环境把它送到屠宰场旁边。”所以后来这只大象又从什么很什么很柔软的个性，又变成什么又很凶悍了。
So the king asks the minister, what should we do? And the minister think for a while and said, that's easy, let's change the environment a little bit. So they changed the cage for the white elephant to near the butcher's place. And after a while, the white elephant become bold and angry again.
好，这个故事告诉我们什么？大家有可能就是那一只什么六牙白象，是不是有可能？我们的个性会不会变来变去？跟什么有关？跟环境有关，的确。所以环境影响我们蛮大的哈。所以我们也常说，宁愿在大庙里面干嘛？宁可在大庙睡觉，不要在什么小庙办道。就是在大庙里修行，你左边看那个人，假设打坐，哦，这个四周都怎么很认真在打坐，自己就会怎么样比较精进。或者诸位菩萨来这边听周日讲经，虽然有时候累打一下瞌睡，可是怎么样？虽然打瞌睡，耳朵有没有还是有时候醒着还是会听到佛法，所以在大庙修行还是比小庙办道好，就是你周遭有很多什么精进用功的人，我们就不容易懈怠，就容易比较修行比较精进。好。
So this story of white elephant, sometimes we are this white elephant. Our personality and characters change again and again. And there's this old Chinese saying that I would rather sleep in the big temple rather than practice in the small temple. And what this is saying is the emphasizing is the importance of environment. Because if you're in a great, grand, big temple and people around you is very diligently practicing, you'll be learning from them. You'll be surrounded by people who are diligently practicing, and it's less easy to retrogress in this environment.
所以说对我们来讲，选择环境就非常的重要。所以极乐世界，它是阿弥陀佛的极乐世界，就是透过环境，它的路径是怎么让我们成就佛道，就是国土清净，帮助众生的心清净，是不是两样都做到了？他是从环境做起，然后熏在这边里面修行的人，熏久在这边修行的人，渐渐烦恼淡薄，最后就成就佛道。好，所以他的环境是这样，环境影响我们的心，最后 环境本来就是清净，然后影响我们心清净，然后就可以成就佛道。所以为什么我们可以为了成就佛道往生净土，这一条路是这样修行的。
So basically, we talked about how important environment is. And so Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, the method that Amitabha Buddha used is to influence our mind by making the land pure. So as long as the land is pure and peaceful and clean, our mind will be pure and peaceful and clean. This is how the environment will impact your mind. And eventually, so the way it works is that the environment helps you to attain Buddhahood eventually.
所以对我们来讲，我们要很务实的面对我们修行会遇到叫做生死问题。所以往生净土就是我们解决生死问题的其中一种方法。所以我们要自己去想说我们来生要去哪里，有这个想法之后才有可能采取行动。所以我们透过这个48愿的学习，就会知道说哦，我们也修行也可以选择这样的方式成就佛道。
And so basically one very practical question we need to face as we are practicing is the question of life and death. Every one of us will face it. And in this Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land is one method to deal with the question of life and death. And every one of us, we want to have a plan, think aboutWhere do we go in the next life? And this pure land that Amitabha Buddha he created through his 48 great vows is one way to go.
好，所以我们大家可以看看我们的根器是哪一类型的，再看看周遭的环境。其实我们常常讲说，现在的环境，我们处的娑婆世界就是五浊恶世，就环境比较怎么样恶劣，所以修行不容易。加上我们怎么样离佛时代很远，我们的善根福德比较浅薄，我们的业障比较重，所以对于我们来讲就要去抉择了，到底要选择怎样的路。那当然尤其是对刚开始学佛的人，修这个净土的念佛法门，一阿弥陀佛的愿力往生极乐是最可靠安全的。
So basically, we want to choose the path and the environment according to our own situation. And the environment that we currently live in, is this, hostile world of five evils and five impurities, and also the time. This is the environment that surrounds us, and also the time that we live in is very, very far away from the time that Buddha in this world. So when we make a choice, especially for the beginners, Pure Land, Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, is one of the very reliable and safe way.
当然学习这个阿弥陀佛48大愿，如果自己是怎么样根气很好的人，根气很好的人不求生净土也会往生净土，因为他靠自己修行根气够没有问题。所以对根气好的人可以修难行道，就是要模仿阿弥陀佛发大愿怎么样利益众生，是去成就一个净土，就可以学习阿弥陀佛发大愿，照着他成就净土发愿的过程，就是难行道的过程，自己发愿然后努力修行去成就净土，让其他众生来到我们的国土。这是 如果根气够的人，自己怎么修行很坚毅勇猛，难行能行，难忍能忍，这种根气的人就可以走什么难行道。如果发现自己好像不是这种的，就可以选择另外一个路径哈。这个都要回到诸位菩萨自己去看看自己适合哪一个路径。
Now we want to go back and examine the other more difficult and hard path we talk about. For those who have very good karmic roots, if you practice like Amitabha Buddha, you make vows like how Amitabha make 48 great vows. And then you will be able to go to Pure Land by your own practice, by your own power. So this is the harder, more difficult path. But at the same time, you can learn from Amitabha Bodhisattva, and you keep practicing, keep making vows, and keep dignified Pure Land. So as long as you have enough good karmic roots, and you can practice what's hard to practice, you can forbear what's hard to forbear, then even though you pick a more difficult and harder path, you can attain Buddhahood.
好，那我们接下来呢会来介绍这个48大愿的内容。大家在听每一个愿的时候都要去想到这个愿跟我们都是什么有关系的。如果大家心中越了解怎么极乐世界的庄严，我们心中就可以规划这个地方是我要去的。阿弥陀佛成就的环境我们都能受用到，他每一条愿望都已经什么成就了，所以我们都能受用到。所以佛陀的福报呢是可以给众生分享的，也就是阿弥陀佛修行的所有果报都可以施给一切众生，所以他每一个愿望成就了，只要我们愿意去都能享用到。大家能明白吗？为什么？比如在这个禅宗心一样，大家这个灯泡是不是我们装的？是不是我们自己装的？你们有来装灯泡吗？那诸位菩萨有没有来建厕所？有没有？可能有菩萨来打扫清洁地板，对不对？那诸位菩萨来了可不可以用厕所？那是谁分享的？是谁分享的？就是曾经建厕所那个人修行的福报分享给我们嘛，所以我们是不是来到这个环境我就可以去用厕所？那也可以用灯光，对不对？那可不可以欣赏佛前的水果还有庄严的佛像？这些是不是我不是不不都是我们来帮忙的，是不是？但是诸位菩萨来了有没有受用到？有，这就是别人修行的福报分享给我们用。所以为什么阿弥陀佛累劫累世修行的福报可以分给众生用？这是同样道理，就是曾经有人怎么样修行累积资粮，他的福报分享出来。所以我们要不要学阿弥陀佛的心？那所以也要怎么样？要不要分享福报给别人？有，就是常常做菜的人是不是就分享他的福报？他在修行是做菜，可是他的成果把菜炒好了，是不是我们就享用到他的福报，对不对？是就这样，所以这个道场其实是很多人修行累积的福报分享给我们用的。
So we will start to talk about the 48 great vows that Amitabha Buddha make, and for every vow that we talk about, we want to know in our mind that every vow is related to us. And the Pure Land, Amitabha Pure Land, is so dignified and solemn that we want to go there. This Pure Land was completed and dignified by the achievement and the vows of Amitabha Buddha, but he shared this blessing with all sentient beings. So to give you an example, we have our Chan Meditation Center here. Did you screw in the bulbs yourself? Did you create the bathroom, constructed the bathroom yourself? I know some of you probably helped clean the floor sometime. You helped clean the bathroom sometime. But eventually, the one, the person who originally constructed this place, constructed, for example, the bathroom, in like his or her blessings enables every one of us, we have a bathroom to use. Every one of us, we now enjoy the light bulbs, the lighting of the light bulb. We can see all the fruits here. We see the dignified and solemn Buddhist statue here. And basically, all the blessings from someone else's practice, they are able to share it with us. Another example is for people in who really enjoy cooking, they can share the dishes, the blessing of their practicing dishes to everyone. So similarly, in this Pure Land, Amitabha Buddha, he has this he completed all these achievements, and he wants to share this blessing with every one of us. And in our daily life, we want to learn from the spirit. We want to share with people the blessing from our practice.
所以如果我们常常遇到生活上的便利，我们就会时时感恩。这都是曾经人家付出的，然后我们怎么样享用福报嘛，齁。所以我们会培养我们感恩的心。那我们也会相同的要学习，也要为别人付出，也要去服务别人，就是这样子的心。这样子我们这样来思考的话，也就是说阿弥陀佛的48愿，他修行成就的成果，通通如果我们全心接受的话，通通都可以转成我们自己的力量。所以这个就是很重要，所以为什么要了解48愿？48愿跟我们是有关系的。
So, from another perspective, when we enjoy some convenience in life, we want to feel grateful. And at the same time, we want to be able to contribute. So, learning about these 48 great vows and try to accept it genuinely, then we will be able to accept all the power in these 48 vows because it's all eventually related to us.
好，那我们稍微来每一个愿48愿逐一来认识哈。
Let's try to learn about each one of these 48 vows.
大家要想到说，这个上头有告诉大家，这个48愿成就的国土呢，是阿弥陀佛在修行，还是法藏比丘的时候怎么样？他是从210亿个诸佛的国土里头去挑选出最好的，所以他发了48个大愿。
So Amitabha Buddha, in his previous life, he was this bhikkhu, this Dhammakara bhikkhu. And why he make 48 vows? Because he learned from 21 billion pure lands created by different Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And then he learned from all these and he summarized his 48 great vows.
好， 第一个愿是什么呢？第一个愿就是无三恶趣愿。好，大家看到这48愿后面都同样的表达方式，比如说色我得佛，国有地狱恶鬼畜生者不取正觉。这就是他在发愿，在当法藏比丘的时候他发愿，如果我什么成就佛道的话，我的国土里面不要有三恶道。那阿弥陀佛有没有成佛了？法藏比丘成佛了嘛，所以这些有没有成就了？就是每一愿都成就了，所以极乐世界就没有三恶道。
So what's the first vow? The vow is a vow of no three evil realms. So basically all the vows, all the 48 vows is constructed in the structure like, you know, if there is or there, if there is something that's not done, then I won't attain perfect enlightenment. For example,For the first vow, it says, if when I attain Buddhahood, there should be in my land a hell, a realm of hungry ghosts, or a realm of animals, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. So basically, it's structured like if something is not complete, then I won't attain perfect enlightenment. And we know that Amitabha Buddha, he achieved final perfect enlightenment.That's why we know that every one of his vows is complete. So in the Amitabha Pure Land, in this paradise, there's no three evil realms.
好，为什么第一个愿就发这个不要有三恶道？因为三恶道的众生怎样，在六道之中是怎么样，很苦的嘛。所以帮助众生离苦重要，还是先得乐重要？是离苦嘛，你最好就是众生不要掉到很痛苦的地方、哦、所以他第一个是帮助众生离苦、哦、所以建立一个三恶道的没有三恶道的地方，让众生没有机会去接触到、哦、
So why is this first vow? Because he thinks it's very important to end the sufferingsSo between, you know, attaining pleasure or enjoy some pleasure, it's more important to end the suffering. So he don't want any sentient beings to be in this very evil realm where it's full of sufferings. So his first vow is the vow of no three evil realms.
好，接下来是第二个愿是什么？不更恶趣愿，好，就是设我得佛，国中人天寿终之后，复更三恶道者不取正觉。就是说，所有的众生只要去到有机会去到极乐世界，就没有机会再掉到三恶道。这个很慈悲的，因为我们如果有累生累劫，有可能曾经造恶业。有可能转世的时候还有机会怎么样掉到三恶道里头，可是只要往生到极乐世界，只要去到极乐世界就没有机会了。所以在经典有讲到恒结五恶道，恶道自然闭，就是阿弥陀佛的愿力就已经把这些恶道的因都怎么样关闭掉了，让我们众生没有机会造恶然后掉到三恶道里头。
The second vow is vow of not falling again into the three evil realms. So the first vow is like within the pure land, there's no three evil realms. The second vow is even more than that. It's more compassionate. It's a very compassionate vow. It says that if when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land shouldafter death fall again into the three evil realms, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. So basically what it's saying is, after you Because you have this reincarnation, you might have reincarnation life after life, and you might, but because of the vows, because of the practice of the compassionate of Amitabha Buddha, he basically closes all the causes, all the possibilities for you to fall again into three evil realms if you ever go to this pure land.
好，那第三个愿是什么？悉皆金色愿。好，就是设我得佛，国中人天不惜增金色者，不取正觉。就是只要到极乐世界，每个人都是什么颜色的？真，所以大家要觉得我就是那样。四十八愿每一愿，我只要有讲出来，我们都能够成就。这是因为阿弥陀佛的愿力成就。好，所以为什么要增金色？那我们现在是什么色？有不同色，对不对？我们因为这个真金色一般来讲是大家觉得很珍贵的，所以阿弥陀佛当然给你最好的嘛，所以真金色大家看着就怎么样，哇，欢喜，这个颜色怎么样，真好。好，那我们知道我们一般人的颜色是什么？我是黄色的嘛，齁，还有白色的，还有听过什么颜色？黑色，还有红色，是不是？好，大概这几种肤色嘛，齁，在佛陀时代只有少数佛，还有释迦牟尼佛跟少数像摩诃迦色是金色的，多数的人不是这样的肤色。
So the third vow is vow of attaining the color of pure gold. It says, if when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should not all be the color of pure gold. May I not attainperfect enlightenment. So basically when we read about these vows, we want to visualize that, you know, we will become like that. We will become like the color of pure gold once we are there. So why the color of pure gold? Because like as of today, all the humans in this realm, we are of different colors. We have we have different races, and you know it brings about, you know, a difference and the sentiment of love or hate. But versus in this pure land, everybody is the same color. And why the color of pure gold? Because gold is very precious. It's very pretty. Everybody likes it. So Buddha wants to give you this color. So during Buddha's time, only very few, like Buddha and his one of his disciples, they are able to have the color of pure gold during Buddha's time.
好，大家想想，为什么阿弥陀佛要发这个愿？除了刚刚讲的。肤色不同会不会有问题？老实讲，有没有问题嘛？我们现况去观察有没有问题产生，这很实在的嘛，齁。佛陀有智慧嘛，所以他知道说我们呢会因为颜色不同产生分别心，然后就会觉得说什么颜色怎么样比较好，什么颜色就不好。所以互相比较，结果大家都很烦恼，然后产生很多问题，是不是？这个是很现实的嘛，所以都会有这个肤色的歧视，是不是？这就是现状，就有这些问题。所以如果每个人都长一样颜色，然后都是啊，大家都喜欢的颜色，这些问题就怎么样？没有了嘛，减少很多问题了嘛。
So why does Amitabha Buddha make this vow? It's actually very practical. If we look at our life, surrounding us. We have, because of people of different color and races, there are a lot of people start to having this mind of, you know, pick and choose. They have this mind of liking something and not liking something. And in this, it's very practical in this world. It created a lot of vexations. And by making this vow, Amitabha Buddha makes sure in his Pure Land, everybody is in this beautiful gold color, and everybody is in this beautiful color, so there's no difference and no liking or disliking.
还有就是说，阿弥陀佛希望，其实到极乐世界，我们长得就颜色跟佛一样，所以就是众生跟佛是什么？真实平等的。
So another point of this vow is, once we go to this pure land, we have the same color as Buddha, and so what this symbolizes is we are equal as Buddha.
其实四十八愿在诵的时候就会很开心，因为这个。如果 想往生净土的就很开心，因为每一愿 都能成就嘛，所以就会蛮开心的。好，第四个是什么？无好丑愿，是我得佛国中人天形色不同，有好丑者不取正觉。
So when we chant the 48 vows,for people who want to go to Pure Land, you'll be very happy because you know that every one of them will be true. And what's the next vow? The fourth vow is if the vow of no difference in beauty. So it says, if when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should not all be of one appearance, and should there be any difference in beauty, may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
好。大家也想一下，为什么要发这个愿？无好丑愿，为什么？刚刚是颜色一样嘛，不会有分别。那长得好跟长得丑有没有分别啊？对我们来讲，真的有没有分别？要老实说啊，真的有分别嘛，对不对？看到比较庄严的，大家会比较怎么样？比较喜欢嘛，比较丑的我们就会怎么样，就心里就会怎么样，就觉得怎么样，分别嘛齁，长得比较好的也有可能就比较骄傲，对不对？瞧不起别人啊，那长得不好就会觉得有自卑心啊，是不是就很多烦恼产生？
So, why do Amitabha Buddha make this vow?It's somewhat similar to the previous vow. The previous vow makes sure everybody is of the same color of pure gold. This one makes sure everybody is of the same beauty level. And why? Like, if we are being very honest to ourselves, we kind of like discriminate or treat people that's very pretty and beautiful.Very different from people who is a little bit more ugly, right? And if we feel people who are beautiful, dignified, they wear nice things, we feel very happy. If we see some people who is ugly and not wearing beautiful clothes, we feel upset. Similarly, beautiful people might be very proud.And versus people who are a little bit ugly, they can feel the sense of self-pity. They feel bad for themselves. So this vow is to make sure that doesn't happen.
好，那我们看看我们每个人的长相是不是都不一样？这个是因为每个人的福德不一样，所以长相不一样。长相的好丑主有一句话讲什么？相由什么生？相由心生啦齁。如果我们的心态 一下是善良的，一下是什么丑恶的，我们的面相也会怎么样改变的哦。同一个人也会改变哦。我们的心好的时候，看起来面相就怎么样，哇，看起来就很好很舒服。可是如果我们常常起烦恼起嗔心，看起来就怎么样，很丑哦。所以那是因为我们的心影响我们的相。那极乐世界的众生都什么，都很有福德智慧，所以极乐世界的相貌个个都是什么，很慈悲庄严的相。
Everyone of us, we look different, right? And we look different because we have different retribution and blessing. And there's this old saying in Chinese that your appearance is generated from your mind. Your appearance is born from your mind. And actually, if we try to observe in our life, people, even within the same person, the mood can change the way you look. Like if we are kind to people and we are nice to people, then we tend to look nicer and more friendly to people. If we are very angry for a certain period, we are very angry, we are full of vexations, then we don't look so nice. So this is how your mind kind of impacts your appearance. And in Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, everybody is complete in their blessing and in their wisdom. So everybody is equal in the beauty in their appearance.
所以长得好还是蛮好的，对不对？长得庄严啊，心好心庄严，外表也庄严。好，那下一个愿是什么？下一个愿叫什么？宿命智通愿。好，大家可以稍微一下，设我得佛国中人天，不惜是宿命，下知之百千亿那由他诸劫世者不取正觉。这个那由他其实就是印度的一个计算单位，叫做劫的意思，就时间的单位，很长的意思哈。所以呢，在极乐世界的人通通都有什么通？宿命通，不是修成的，是佛力愿力成就，我们去就自然有什么宿命通哈。什么叫宿命通啊？知道过去也知道未来。好，我先讲一下，翻译一下。
What's the fifth vow? The fifth vow is vow of knowing the past lives. It says, if when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should not remember all their previous lives, not knowing even the events which occurred during the previous 100,000 kotis of Nayutas of Kalpas, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. So, basically what he was saying is, if these people don't have the power to knowing millions and billions of kalpas of past life, then I won't attain enlightenment. Here, the Nayuta, it's a unit of time. It usually means like millions or trillions of kalpas. It means a very long time.
好，大家要不要想想，为什么要有这个愿？为什么要让大家都有宿命通？为什么？知道过去啊，非常好。有人讲了解因果，我们如果有宿命通，我们就会知道说，我现在所得的结果是谁造成的，然后一看就知道，哦，我当年对这个人非常不好，现在遇到这些事，应该的，就会接受，不会觉得说为什么是我。因为 了解过去嘛，发生的事情你都很清楚，这个人一出现就说，哦，我懂了，我懂了，你来找我是做什么的。好，有很多好处啦齁。还有什么好处？有宿命通。
他就是对那个影剧有一些问题，就是他就是说就是好像是就是他对语义有一些问题，
语义哦，
就是他
中文的
对对
否定，
对对对，
然后就变
对
确定。
对，他就是说，难道你要就是知道这些，你要通所有的宿命智才能成佛吗？但是其实不是。What's your name?
Bill.
This is just how it's structured, how his vow is structured. So this is vow of Amitabha Buddha. So he made 48 great vows, and he's saying if people endeavor in my land, they don't do this, then I won't attain enlightenment.So he's very compassionate. He wants to do that. So it's not necessary for people to attain Buddhahood to, you know, do all this thing. It's just he's very nice to you, and he wants you to know your life. He wants to know your past causes and conditions before he attain enlightenment. He's being very nice.
Yeah, I think that gets that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.Yeah. Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
I mean, the question I'm asking specifically is,
mm-hmm.
you know, say, like as a Buddha, but he hasn't attained perfect enlightenment, so how can he be a Buddha? You know, I mean, it's just a question of definition.
So he made the vow before he became enlightened. He made the vow when he was a bhikkhu, when he was a Dhammakara bhikkhu.Yeah, yeah.
Before 法当比丘的时候。
对。不好意思，就是 Bill 菩萨他有一些疑问，然后我们就是说他问为什么他说我不取正觉，但是他是那个阿弥陀佛是成正觉的菩萨，但是这是那个阿弥陀佛他是法藏比丘的时候说的这些愿。
就是他还没成佛前发的愿。但是这些愿因为现在阿弥陀佛已经成佛了，所以这所有愿都成真了，所以每一样我们去到那里就是阿弥陀佛愿力成就，我们去就有这个通力，不是我们成就的，是佛成就的，佛力佛的愿力让我们可以有这些。
So this is kind of like a double negation kind of situationAnd every vow of it, like for us, if we were able to, you know past life, it's not because, you know, we practiced it. It's because of his vows. The power of his vows enable us to know the past lives. Okay.
这个就像爸爸妈妈赚钱哦，好，辛苦赚钱买了一部车，然后怎么样，就直接给小孩了，不是小孩赚来的。哦，小孩就直接受用了，是不是很多爸爸妈妈对小孩很多东西是直接给小孩的嘛？那简单讲就是阿弥陀佛直接给我们众生这些。
So this is kind of like how parents make money and they buy a nice car for the kid. And it's not the kid make the money. It's just we got it from the parents. So similarly,Amitabha Buddha, he made these vows, and we were able to know the past lives because of his blessings.
好，那这个宿命通除了刚刚讲的，我们如果知道有这个宿命通，知道过去，我们就知道说我们的修行过程直到今天，如果有所成就，都是有没有很多人帮我们？诸位菩萨，你们现在在这里，旁边的人们有没有帮我们？有啊，因为这听经闻法这么多人在听的时候，就会觉得什么，哇，我就会很专心来听，因为这个氛围会 会让我想听闻佛法嘛，所以旁边很多人帮我们来修行的，所以我们就会懂得感恩，也会感恩佛陀讲的这个法。所以有宿命通的话，我们就懂得感恩，不会骄傲，我们有所成就都是好多点点滴滴很多人帮助我们的。还有就是度众生很方便，就是知道说哦，这个众生旁边的人过去是怎么样，哦，这个人可能修观音法门的，来的时候我就要怎么样跟他讲观音法门，他很快就怎么样，很快就相应嘛，因为你知道别人的过去，或者这个人要什么方式帮助他，是不是都知道？因为你知道这个人是怎么样的，所以很容易方便我们度众生。
So there are a couple of reasons for Amitabha Buddha to make the vow. So first is we will be able to know the causes and conditions, causes and effect. If something bad happens to us, we will immediately know who causes this. I caused this. And the second reason is we will feel very grateful because we will able to see that to attain all the practice, all the achievement we have today, we cannot do it without people surround us to create this environment. And we will feel very grateful. The third benefit is once you know the past life, it will be very easy for you to help and deliver sentient beings. Because, for example, if you see someone who practice Guanyin Avalokiteshvara's method, you will, help them with this method. So it will be very easy to help people, help deliver sentient beings.
好，当然这个佛的这个神通呢，就是我们有的神通，跟我们世间来讲的一般的凡夫外道，不是有些人会说有宿命通吗？那个都不多半不可靠，不究竟，他知道的有限。好，这只是补充一下。
So actually in this world, you might have some psychic people who claim they know the past lives, but usually like they cannot see all these eons of nayutas of kalpas. They can't see that long. Their power is not very reliable and complete.
好，其实我们陆续会讲哈，去到极乐世界，六种神通通通成就哈。刚刚讲的是宿命通，接下来是什么？天眼智通愿，其实有神通是要有智慧的才能通，天眼智通愿，除了一般世间是用定力，但是是真正它是也要有智慧。天眼智通愿就是说，去到极乐世界的人，众生每个人自然就有什么天眼通啊。什么叫天眼？简单讲，就是六道众生中，不管远近，远的近的也好，粗的细的，都能够看到各种现象，不是只有这个世界，他可以看到无量诸佛国都能够看得到发生什么事。天眼未来，天眼通就是距离啊，还有什么，不管多远都看得到十方诸佛国土，在极乐世界怎么样 ？Easy， 要看谁太容易了。我的某某在哪？我的亲戚在哪边？爸爸妈妈在哪边？很容易看到，就天眼通嘛。
So actually, these vows kind of talk about the supernatural power, and there are six of them, and the vow covers all of them.So the fifth vow is, we talked about the vow of knowing the past life. The next supernatural power is vow of possessing the divine eye. It says, if when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should not possess the divine eye of seeing even 100,000 kotis of nayutas of Buddha land, may I not attain perfect enlightenment? Again, iotas is like millions or trillions.
时间单位.
Yeah, it's a unit of time. And so basically,
oh. 数量,
yeah, it's
数量.
A unit of amount. And basically, in all these six realms, all this different Buddha pure land, far away or near, big or small, you'll be able to see with your divine eye. If you want to see where your relative is, you will be able to see them.
刚刚只有稍微提一下，大家也可以想一想，有天眼通有什么好处？你们有想过吗？我们太难了，对不对？不容易修得天眼，天眼通有什么好处？大家想不到天眼通有什么好处，先想想近视眼有什么坏处。像我近视就很多坏处了，对不对？对不对？近视我们是不是一点点距离，再过禅中心这个看到后头再出去一点，我们字都看不到了，是不是？是不是这个眼睛肉眼怎么样？这也没办法看透一切齁，有缺点齁，稍微太近能不看到字也看不到，太远也看不到，对不对？吃面的时候眼睛就模糊掉也看不到，就这么简单嘛齁，所以肉眼就不好用齁，就是说对我们来讲肉眼有它的缺点，为什么有天眼通有好处？但最重要有天眼通的好处是说你可以看到受报不同，你也可以眼睛看到说这个人做这些事得到这个因果，跟因果也是有关系，你可以看得清清楚楚。还有就是说诸位菩萨想想，如果真的极乐世界我们现在有天眼看得到极乐世界，你想想我们会不会很想去？会很想去，因为这么好的环境我当然想去啊，对吧齁，就会让我们很兴起想要修行往生极乐的这种心，就会想好好修行，然后就会看到说娑婆世界跟极乐世界的什么不同，明显的都让你看得清清楚楚，当下就会怎么样？你不要劝我，我直接我就想去了。对，不要法师说你们要往生净土都不用，自己就很想去了，所以它会让我们很想修行。还有呢，如果看到可以看到三恶道的果报的话，诸位菩萨，如果地狱道的众生他生那个地狱的环境我们都亲眼能看到，诸位菩萨什么心情？我们就不敢怎么样做坏事，你就会知道那个环境真的好苦啊，我绝对不要去，是不是？这种想要修行不要造恶业的心就会提起来，那是很自然的。所以有天眼有这种好处。还有就是说知道说亲人可能父母还有累劫的亲人现在在哪一道，你很清楚，如果要去帮忙用佛法帮助他快不快？快。所以佛陀就可以，对，佛陀地藏经到哪里度妈妈？到刀立天嘛，因为佛陀知道妈妈在哪，现在在刀立天，我去帮母亲说法度母亲嘛，所以你看这个很方便，有天眼度众生很方便，所以阿弥陀佛发这个愿。
So what's the benefits of possessing the divine eye? So if you, it's kind of hard to imagine because you don't have it, butJust think about the shortcomings of being myopic, right? And, like, you can't even see a word if it's slightly further away, or if you're, like, eating noodles and it's too hot and you can't see anything. Your glasses is, like, not so clear. So if you think about all these shortcomings of being myopic, you will know, like, the benefit of seeing so clear. So one benefit is you'll be able to see how people in different realms, they they get their retribution and blessings, you'll be able to understand causes and effects more deeply. And the second one is you will be able, after seeing all these Buddhism Pure Land, and you see how dignified and solemn they are, you will have the motivation to go there and practice. And the third benefit is you'll be able to see like all the evil realm, the hell realm, for example. You see how they're suffering, and you won't do the bad evil deeds if you see how beings in hell realm is suffering. The fourth benefit is wherever your relative are, you will be able to see where they are, and you can help them. For example, in Earth Storage Sutra, the Buddha see that his mom is in this second realm of heaven realm, and he just go there and to deliver Dhamma talk and help his mom.
好，接下来介绍的是什么？天耳自通愿，设我得佛国中人天，不得天耳下至闻百千亿那由他诸佛所说不惜受持者，不取正觉。这个愿就是会有天耳通，在极乐世界里头。
So the seventh vow is somewhat similar. It's the vow of possessing the divine ear. It says, if when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should not possess the divine ear of hearing the teachings of at least 100,000 kotis of Nayutas of Buddhas, and should not remember all of them, may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
好，这个大家想想，天耳通有什么好处？耳朵可以听到很远的声音，也可以听很小的声音，听力很好，有什么好处？大家有人听力不好的吗？有没有渐渐年纪大觉得听力不好的？那听力不好有什么好不好？对我们来讲，听力不好跟听力好，听力不好有什么不好的？为什么我们要听耳通？很难沟通，齁，对啊，齁，年纪大重听的时候连沟通都怎么样，会有困难了，齁，这是我们遇到的嘛，齁，耳朵听力不好。那大家想想，阿弥陀佛希望我们听到的是什么啊？什么音啊？啊？哦，什么？大声一点。哦，这个也是一个面，有提到了。这边是说可以，诸位菩萨，你来听闻佛法，要不要用耳朵？对，所以有天耳通的话，哈，哇，这个都可以听到佛说法的声音呢。哪边在说法？不用在极乐世界，你不用移动位置，就怎么样？可以听十方诸佛说法耶，这个这么好耶，是不是？诸位菩萨还要交通过来？不用，极乐世界不用，极乐世界就在那边哦。我想听哪一个 channel， 马上就转到哪一佛在说法，十方诸佛都可以听到，这真的很棒，对不对？好，还有就是呢，听的佛法之后接受之外，他还可以怎么样？久久不思，所以叫受持。接受之外还会怎么样？会保持 keep 住，接受佛法之后还会去实修，一直这个佛法听进来就不会怎么样忘记、哦、所以耳根听法很重要。刚刚有一个菩萨还有讲了天耳通还有一个好处，观音菩萨什么圆通啊？为什么要耳根圆通听什么？寻声救苦嘛，所以耳根就可以又度众生。所以有天耳通，除了自己听佛法上求佛道嘛，听佛法之后就度众生，因为耳根很利，知道这个众生发出什么啊， something help me, 你就会 SOS, 你就会知道赶快去帮他、哦、就很方便啦、啊、度众生非常方便。
So what's the benefits of possessing the divine ear?、Being able to hear something that's very far away, as well as being able to hear something that's not so loud.、do we have people who are suffering from, you know, a little bit hearing loss?、if you think about the harm of、being a little bit hearing loss, then you know the benefit of possessing the divine eye.、You'll be benefiting from communicating in all different ways. So first, you'll be able to hear from、Dharma talk from、different Buddha land and directions.、to hear the Dharma talk, we need to have our ears. And after we have the power of possessing the divine ear,We will be able to hear Dharma talk from 10 directions, and whichever channel you want to switch on, you will be able to hear Dharma talk. And、also in the、sutra, it says, you know,、they not only will be able to have divine ear, they will be able to remember all of them. So you will be able to remember all these Dharma talk and you can practice them. That's the second benefit. The third benefit is,similar to how、Guanyin Bodhisattva or Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva,、she has this、completeness of、the ear organ、sense. And、it's very convenient for her to、deliver sentient beings and help sentient beings. And similar for us,、if we have this divine ear, we'll be able to hear people.Crying for help, crying SOS, and we will be able to help them.
好，我们今天的科技其实对以前的来讲也是算有神通，是不是？相对以前，对不对？以前要跨国去听个法很困难，对不对？现在容不容易？现在的科技也可以用 Line 啊，或 Skype， 就是你就可以跨国了嘛。对以前来讲，我们现在科技也是一种神通，可是这个还没有超越什么太阳系、哦、更何况极乐世界是十方诸佛国土都通达、哦、这是更方便了。
So if you want to understand these superpowers, think about the technology we have today. It is superpower in a sense. So In the past, it would be very difficult for you to go abroad and、listening to Dharma talk. Today, you have all these technology,、such as apps, Line, Skype, and so, but the thing is, our technology hasn't surpassed,、you know, the solar system. And,、but this superpower,、described here is like surpassing all different Buddha Pure Lands.
好。接下来再介绍是第八个愿，是他心智通愿，设我得佛国中人天不得见他心智下智之百千亿那由他诸佛国中众生心念者不取正觉。这个愿就是去到极乐世界众生每个人都有他心通。
The eighth vow is vow of possessing a faculty of knowing the thoughts of others.If, when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devils in my land should not possess the faculty of knowing the thoughts of others, at least those of all sentient beings living in 100,000 kojis of Nayutas of Buddha lands, may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
好，为什么要有这个愿？他心通，欸，他心通就是知道别人什么，想什么。通通知道。
So why do we need this? Why do we? So this、faculty of knowing the thoughts of others、is so whatever people need, whatever people thought, you will be able to sense it.
好，大家知不知道隔壁的莲友在想什么？ 如果你知道他在想什么，有什么好处？啊？嗯，对，如果我们知道旁边的想什么的话，我们就容易帮助到他。好，知道他现在怎么想的，也许坐在那里说，这个法师不知道在讲什么，都听不懂。然后我听到就哦，这刚刚是怎么样，就可以。其实作为极乐世界拥有的，都是简单讲归纳，就是希望我们好好修行，可以听闻佛法，也可以方便度众生，就是成就这两样，为了我们修行成就佛道。所以他心通也是一样，我们懂得别人在想什么。极乐世界的他心通不是只有知道眼前这个人在想什么，他是可以知道什么，所有十方的众生在想什么，而且同时可以知道，不是听知道这个再知道这个，他是同时都知道的。所以这个是真的是很容易度众生啊。
So, right now, do you know what people next to you are thinking about? You probably don't know. But if you know, they think, oh, well, you have difficulty understanding what the Dharma teacher is talking, then you might be able to help them. So to summarize these couple vows, the reason they give you all these superpower is for you to first be able to hear and learn about Dharma from all 10 directions. And secondly, for you to be able to help and deliver sentient beings from all 10 directions.
好，所以下一个通是什么通？神尽智通愿，这一愿就是神足通哦。大家知道，设我得佛，国中人天不得神足，于一念请下至不能超过百千亿那由他诸佛国者，不取正觉。所以有神足通。神足通是什么？神足通就是说，大家常听到的，它的范围很广的哈。譬如可以，钻天、升天或什么钻地、腾云驾雾，哦，神出鬼没，你想去哪里就到哪里就对了。可以呼风唤雨，把有的变没有，移山倒海，类似有这些鬼，有这些神通力哈。
So the ninth vow is vow of possessing the supernatural power of traveling anywhere, or the possessing the divine foot. It says, when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should not possess the supernatural power of traveling anywhere in one instant, even beyond 100,000 kotis of Nayutas of Buddha lands. May I not attain perfect enlightenment? So this is, or you can call it the divine foot power. And basically you will be able to, you know, go down to the ground, arise high above the sky, ride on the clouds or ride on the fogs, and making things appear and disappear, all these supernatural power.
好，所以这个神足通就有好处了，跟就是说可以短时间，很短时间可以到十方国土。好，就是所以阿弥陀佛如果要接引我们众生到极乐世界，容不容易？容易，一念情都不到，就可以经过十万亿佛土。对，这太容易了，对不对？因为有神足通的话，有神足力，很容易帮忙众生接引到佛国净土。
So it's this power of in one instant be able to reach all the land in 10 directions. So for Amitabha Buddha to come to our land and welcome us to the Western Pure Land, is it easy? It's very easy. He can just come here in one instant using this power.
好，我们再讲一个愿好了哈。第十个是无有我想愿， 就是设我得佛国中人天若其想念贪寄生者不取正觉。这个愿是什么意思？直接去到极乐世界，自然就没有我执。哎，这个是不是很不可思议，对不对？去到极乐世界不会贪寄我们的身体，已经放下对身体的执着，不会起我想这身体是我，从我们的身见得解脱。因为我们最难放下的是什么？身体。在极乐世界就没有这个问题。
So let's go through one more vow, the tenth vow, vow of not giving rise to thoughts of self-attachment. It says, if when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should give rise to thoughts of self-attachment, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. So what does this vow mean? It means that people or beings who are born in this pure land, they don't have self-attachment. They're notyou know, attached to their body or have a thought of there is an I, there's a thought of my body, they won't.
好，大家会不会觉得讲这么多愿齁，就是跟我们自己有没有关系？如果你觉得不太可能就跟我们自己有没有关系，如果你觉得有这个都是阿弥陀佛已经真实成就，你愿意去他法门怎么去，就后头对我们来讲修行就很重要，就会看重我们在修念佛法门这个法门最后的结果是怎么样，我们已经预先什么知道了。所以诸位菩萨就像你已经去看过你很想要的预售屋，你想要买它的时候，当你去赚钱的时候，这个钱对你重不重要？就变得很重要。所以如果我们真的知道极乐世界的种种庄严可以帮助我们修行，我们很好要的话，我们的修行就有什么？有动力，有着力点，所以就会心求极乐，就会好好修行，就会成就所有愿，所有佛的愿力就转变为我们的力量。好，所以这是这个阿弥陀佛的大愿带给我们的受用。那当然之后还会继续介绍，但是大家可以常常去思维这个极乐世界种种的庄严。